This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 37. For Friday, August 28th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were lower on Friday morning, pulling back some gains after staying in the green for most of the week. The November canola contract is down $1.70 at $4.95.50 per ton. The January contract is down $1.60 at $5.03.20 per ton. Continued strength to the Canadian dollar kept a lid on gains for canola this morning. The loonie was around 76.4 U.S. cents during early morning trade due to comparable weakness in the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index was around 92.4 points this morning. Other vegetable oils were also lower to start the day. Nearby soy oil contracts were down by over a quarter of a cent in early morning activity, along with European rapeseed. According to the most recent report from Manitoba Agriculture, 2% of the province's canola has been harvested, although a lot more has been swathed. The Chicago soy complex was mostly stronger on Friday morning. Recent hot and dry weather across the majority of the Corn Belt has stressed soybean growth. However, next week's forecast shows heavy rainfall across the northern delta and southern Midwest, which will aid crops in the later stages of soybean growth. The November soybean contract is up 5 cents at $9.47 per bushel. September soy oil is down by about 3/10 of a cent at 33 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up $3.50 at $298 per hundredweight. Corn futures were weaker this morning. The EU Commission has cut its usable corn production forecast from 72.5 million tons to total 70.2 million tons. A French agriculture firm estimates that 62% of the country's corn crop is in good to excellent condition, as drought and heat have stressed crops. The International Grains Council has raised its global corn production estimates, up by 2 million tons to a record 1.16 billion tons. The IGC also increased the U.S. corn crop to 384.2 million tons, although the USDA estimates 388 million tons. The December corn contract is down 2 cents at $3.56 per bushel. Wheat futures are mixed this morning. Germany's agriculture ministry forecasted that the German wheat crop will be down by about 5%, totaling 21.8 million tons in 2020. The European Union has cut its 2020-21 wheat crop forecast from 116 million tons to 113.5 million tons. The IGC raised its global wheat production this year by 1 million tons to total 763 million tons. Argentina's wheat yield may drop by as much as 50% in the northern and central regions due to dry growing conditions, unusually strong frost, and pests eating crops. Chicago December is down half of a cent at $5.50. Kansas City December is down a cent at $4.71. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up a cent in the December contract at $5.41. That's a look at the ice futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, August 28th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.